Had about 10 minutes, got here, and we talked a little bit in the car. So, but I saw this book on the table down there, and I bought it. One of the ministers that was ministering there had written a book, and it's called Don't Curse Your Crisis, because we all at times are in the midst of a crisis.
Yes.
Rather by our choosing, by our mistakes that led us in the wrong direction, or just by the course of life itself. Sometimes we're in a crisis. And it said, don't curse your crisis, because a faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. Because he's the God in the midst of our crisis, and he's the God in the midst of our exaltation. He's God in the midst of the storm. He's God on the bank. He's just God, no matter what comes our way. I have some points here that I have underlined, and then I've pulled some scriptures to go with them. So just bear with me, because I really don't have a real, I'm not sure I can put it all together and it makes sense to you, because I'm just processing it myself. This is when we refuse to be victimized by circumstances, but rather educated because of its arrival, we trust that each season has purpose and meaning. Times of testing come not to uncover our ignorance, but to solidify the things that we've been taught. Ecclesiastes 3:4 says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time, I looked it up in the Message Bible, and because the King James says a time to heal and a time to kill. And the Message Bible says it pretty much the same way, but it says a right time to kill and a right time to heal. Time to plant, a time to reap that which has been planted, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to sow, a time to reap. To everything that comes in our life, there are seasons. And sometimes it's we're in a crisis season. And sometimes those things come because of our circumstance, because of accidental circumstances. Monty used to ski. He doesn't ski anymore because he hurt his knee skiing and he had to have surgery on it. But
he didn't take mom.
He didn't take mom with him that time, no. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he messed up his knee skiing. And that caused him some problems for a while. But he didn't mess up his knee skiing because it was God's punishment for him being out on the slopes. There's a law of nature in effect that says if 200 plus pounds hit your knee at a certain angle, it's going to mess up your knee.
Amen.
That's just a law of nature that's in effect. Now, the law of God and the law of love and the law of grace says that he will be with us through the midst of that crisis or through the healing process. But it didn't come because of something we did to bring it onto ourselves or something that, I mean, we put ourselves in that situation and that just happened. That was an accidental result. So we despise crisis, resist it, we do our best to ignore it and avoid it, yet without invitation or apology it comes. People have always asked, why do bad things happen to good people? The real question that ought to be asked is what happens to good people when bad things happen to them? I believe good people keep on being good. Their season of hardship often solidifies their goodness, making them even more prepared for greater success than they could have managed had they not been forced to navigate through unfriendly seasons. We must not be afraid to trust our faith in God, and certainly not to fear the God of our faith. It is true that your crisis can become the fuel for your greatest breakthrough. Sometimes the very things that seem to trip us up, since you're there smiling at me, I'm going to use you for an example. A couple years ago, Sean lost his job. That was a crisis. All of a sudden, you're faced with a brand new home. You've not been married very long. You just bought a house, and you lose your job. Beth and Kevin got married, and how many days after you were married? About 5 days after they were married, Kevin lost his job. That's a crisis. All of a sudden, you're taking stock of, was this the right decision? Was this the right time? What is God doing here? You take stock of those crises. What they've chosen to do is, through that, they began to see the blessings of the Lord. It spoke to Kevin. It showed him that God will be faithful to you, that the principles and the things that you've been taught your whole life, God will honor. It offered, opened up an opportunity for Sean to take some education and move in a different direction that hopefully will propel them forward into a better situation. What was a crisis that you could lay down and die, or give up, or sell your home, or move home, or do any of those things, if you look at it and you weather the storm. When God built the ark, he's told Noah to build the ark. He didn't tell him to build it so that it wouldn't rain. He told him to build the ark so that it would carry him through the storm. God builds into each and every one of us the ability to handle the crisis. It's part of our makeup. It's part of who we are. We're not made to be broken and destroyed. We're made to bend and to mend and to move forward. The story about the wise man and the foolish man, they built on the sand and one built on the rock. They both built a house. And the Bible doesn't make any other comparisons except one built on the sand, one built on the rock. So we can assume that they both built something of equal value. They worked and they labored and they put into it what they wanted and they built their homes the way they wanted. The difference is what happened is the foundation that was under it. The question wasn't could the house be built, it was could it stand. Are we, you know, when we build foundations and stuff into us, the things that we learn our lives, a lot of times we go through our whole life learning things and not really knowing why we're learning, because we say that we have faith in God and we trust God and God's going to get us through. And I have absolute faith. I'm full of faith. But if it's never tested, you don't really have faith. What you have is a knowledge of faith, but you don't have anything that's been put to the test. When Noah was building the ark, the question was never, could he build it? The more imperative question was, can the thing float? In times of crisis, we must trust that what is built into us by faith, like Noah's ark, will press through trouble until the storm is over. What has been built finally lands on a mountain with a new beginning. Don't curse your crisis. You're more storm-proof than you realize. There are new things. You know, a few years ago, it was 2005 when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. For many, that was total devastation. They lost their homes, they lost their cars, they lost everything they owned. But they didn't fold up and bulldoze over New Orleans and move out. What they did is they began to rebuild. They began to build something that would stand the next storm. You start investing in hurricane-proof glass, and you start girding your home with a little bit sturdier foundations. You know, sometimes we don't realize what we need until we're in the midst of it. You know, we don't understand the value of preparing for the storm. We just assume it's going to be all right. You know, around here, when it's going to be a big snow, everybody goes and gets milk. Went to the grocery store one time right before a storm, and the guy said, I bought like 2 gallons of milk. And he said, a lady was in, Muhammad, if y'all remember Muhammad, lady was in here, she bought 25 gallons of milk, 25 gallons. I understand preparation, but 25 gallons, that's a lot of milk. She was planning on being in the rest of the winter. She was not going to get caught without milk for her cereal. But if you run out, you ever get through a storm where your power went out, and everybody said, the power's going to go out, you better draw some water, you better, and then you didn't do that. The next time it storms and the power, you think the power's going to go out, you go ahead, you draw you some water, and you know where your flashlight is, and so it just teaches us how to be prepared. It teaches us what's already in us. It teaches us strength. If you break a bone, you're going to go to the doctor, and he's going to set that bone. You don't break it. You don't break it and then, you know, take it off and lay it down. Now, Monty did. That's a different story. He didn't just break it. He mashed on through and just cut the whole thing off. I advise you not to cut off anything you think you might need. Rather that be your fellowship of your brethren, rather it be your dialogue with the Lord, rather it be the praise and the worship in your heart. If you think you're going to need this, don't cut it clean off. But sometimes things break. We break our arm, break a leg. We put it in a cast. Now, we could spend the rest of our life in that cast and drag that thing around forever and say, woe is me, I broke my leg. I'm never going to walk again. My life is over. Especially if you work if you're a dancer or you work in a field where you're on your feet all the time. You think, oh, that's it, I'm done. It's finished. But there's something magical that's happening underneath that cast that you cannot see and you can't measure. while it's happening. That's just like a seed that's planted in the ground. It is built into you, the ability to repair that thing. And your body begins to do what God intended it to do, and it begins to mend and to heal and to restore until the day comes when you take off the cast and you just go on about your business. Now, sometimes you do that a little bit at a time. Chris is in the process of some rehabilitation. It takes some time to build back what was destroyed. But as Isaiah says, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not put out until we bring judgment to victory. And sometimes we're the smoking flax or the bruised reeds. We get some battered and some bruises. Joey Zamora preached on, show him your hands. When Jesus, after he was resurrected, he showed Thomas his hands and he sighed. He didn't hide what had been done or what he'd been through. But the very realness of the scars proved his humanity, that he really truly had been through the process that they thought he'd been through, that it wasn't a magic trick. He didn't just magically do it all. He had been crucified. He'd been wounded. He'd been broken and destroyed. But God, in his infinite wisdom, brought restoration, thereby proving to all humanity that humanity can be saved, can be restored, can move forward, can be resurrected. When you think that all hope is lost and you're in the middle of your crisis, just look at it as an opportunity to spend some time with God. If you're laid up in a bed, you've broken your leg and you can't go anywhere, you know what you got to do? Think. You think upon the Lord. Begin to put into yourself what will restore you. Begin to sing the Psalms of the Lord. Psalms 100 says, no, not that one. It's Psalms 100. They that wait, it may not be 100. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
That's Isaiah.
They shall wait up, rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Sometimes there's something going on that we just have to get alone with God and wait a little bit. But underneath the cast and underneath the bandages, there's something going on. There's some restoration happening. Growth happens. Growth and healing happens without us seeing it, if we allow it. But if we sabotage our healing or refuse to acknowledge it, we can't move forward. Bones break, but the ability to heal is built into the equation. We aren't made to break, but our recovery is built into us. Isaiah 61:1 says, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. And he's talking about Christ there. To restore, to set at liberty those that are in captive. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Does that mean all things that happen to me are good? No. Sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes I make choices that puts me in a mess. You know, we all make choices sometimes, or there are things in us that need to be worked out, and that puts us in a mess. But if we allow God to just carry us through the storm, if we just hang in there and believe that what's been put into us, what's been taught us in Sunday school, what we sing when we worship, if we believe those things to be true and not just motions we're going through, he will bring restoration. Sometimes that results in a new direction. When you're building new roads, they make detours. Sometimes you go. When I went on my last trip to North Carolina, I ended up in a detour. Not the kind Monty likes, because when I got off the exit on the detour, I knew exactly where I was. There was an Avenue Shopping Center there. So I was going to be good. I went down the road the way the detour says. There was a car accident, and they were turning the traffic around. So I tried another exit, and that didn't work. And I said, guess I'll just have to shop till the traffic opens up.
Yeah.
So I did. That wasn't my intention, but because of the detour, my direction was changed a little bit. And sometimes things come in our life, we think we got all planned out. When we're young, we make these big plans, and we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Monty's sister was not going to live in any little hick town. She's not going to be stuck around here. She's going to move to the big city, and she's going to be a big city girl. And she lives in Martinsburg. And has been happily living there for years, but that is not the big city. Her sister, who never had any interest in that, lived in Long Island, and now she lives in Raleigh. She lives in the City. And Michelle's in West Virginia. Sometimes our direction gets changed because as we're going and as we're growing, we make choices that matter, that dictate where we are in the at that time. And we don't know everything God has in store for us, but we have to believe that just like when God sent Moses into the backside of the desert, when he was fleeing Pharaoh's house, that in his time with God and in his isolation, God was going to speak to him some new direction. And that's what he did. Sometimes when we're in the middle of a crisis, that's the first thing we feel is all alone. Nobody understands. You just don't understand. You've never been there. And the truth is, nobody understands. It's not just something we say. It's the absolute truth. Because unless you're inside my head with my feelings, my emotion, and my personality, you cannot truly grasp how I feel. You can empathize because you can say, I've been in a similar situation, and this is how I handled it. But you cannot know my heart. Only I know that, and only God knows that. So that's the first thing we feel is isolation. But what God does in that time of isolation is he's the only voice we can hear. And if we'll open up our hearts and let him speak to us in those times of struggle, in those times of decision, then he will show us the way to delivery, to the way to bring ourselves and others out of a wilderness experience and achieve greatness and conquer and accomplish and be rewarded with those things that he has promised us. So if you're in the middle of a crisis, don't stop. Minister spoke one night. He said, God, sometimes we've preached for years that when God closes a door, he opens another one. Nobody told us that sometimes there's a hallway through hell to get there. Sometimes the distance between the closed door and the open door makes us want to go back to the closed door. But when God closes the door, it's closed. And he will open a new direction, and he will take us through whatever the situation is. We will come out victorious and strong and mended and able then to show somebody else and say, you know what? God can do it. You just hang in there. Just believe. Believe what you've been taught. Believe what you hear. Get all the words you can. Let God seep into your very soul, and he will deliver you. Thanks, Miss Page.
Hallelujah. How many know God's still God no matter what? And the God in you is bigger than whatever situation you're facing. Amen. We serve a great big God. Hallelujah. Who knows our needs and knows our situations and our struggles even as we face them. Anybody in here ever not faced a struggle in your life? Then we're on common ground. Hallelujah. But I don't think our struggles dictate to us God's ability in our life or who we are or, you know, any of those kind of things. I think the God in us speaks no matter where we are. You know, even when Jonah found himself in the belly of hell, God was still speaking. God was still speaking even in the belly of hell, even in his disobedience. God was still speaking. God was still bigger than his circumstances. God was still bigger than the boat he was in. Hallelujah. And he's bigger than the circumstances in our life and the situations that we face. And I'm telling you, that gives me comfort. That's what builds my faith. There's a whole lot of times that I have to say, I don't understand. I don't understand this. I don't understand why it goes this way. But I do know that I don't have to always understand it, but I can find comfort in the God who sees my need no matter what and meets me where I am. Stand with me tonight.
Don't you care that we perish? And God's plan has never been for us to perish.
Never.
God's always been able to speak peace to any storm that we have and bring closure. and give us comfort. And, you know, he's never that far away from us. Never that far away from us. He's always there. We just need to call on him. He didn't wake up until they called on him, but he was still there. You know, we used to sing a song called He was There All the Time. And he was, and he is. So regardless of whether the storm looks bigger than what we can handle, then that's when we need to call him, because he's always there to calm the storm.
Amen. Sometimes you just have to awaken yourself to the fact that he's in the boat. It wasn't that so much that Jesus need to be awakened. They need to be awakened to the fact that he was in the ship, that he was in the boat. Amen. Anybody have any prayer requests in the house tonight?
Absolutely. He peered over and he watched Bathsheba. Yep. And he sent her husband out to be killed. And he still made him king.
Yep.
And I thank God for what God, the word God gave me to be able to tell her how much God really loved her.
Absolutely.
And I like God to give her a miracle.
Amen. Pam Shanholtz. Amen. Amen. Let's just see God do a miracle in that situation. Amen. Yes. Amen. Sandy. Anybody else? Yep.
How you say it. It's only supposed to be maybe like 100 or something, and little Tommy's was 600. And I'll tell you, I just mind and ask God to touch his heart and put back together what his heart, because they say it'll shut clear down. And God is a wonderful miracle working God. Just keep him in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
So, we're going to pray this before he's going to come in here together.
Amen. 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 I believe it. I believe it. Amen. Any other needs in the house?
Yes, I'd like to have y'all remember Karen Custer. She's going through marital problems, and they're getting divorced as far as I know. And the 7th of August is when things are supposed to be going through the court system or something, but she asked me if I would have the church pray. You know, the things. But she's just dealt with
Amen. Pray God will make himself real in that situation. Amen. Any other needs?
I think know, yeah. I'm not supposed to be in a certain place. It's better that I go home. So you just got to trust and believe.
Amen.
Even for a Trump star.
Amen.
I just like the Lord to work in Jason's family. These babies coming. He loves us, and we treat him just like he's our son. But he would, I know, God in his heart, he wishes his family would share his experience with him. His mom hasn't talked to him for a couple of years, and it's got back through the grapevine that she knows they're having twins. But, and I know we're there for him. When the holidays come, it's hard because Aaron has a family and a support team, and he loves us. But it's not the same if you don't have your own. And this is a big deal. And I know God's really drawing him in and showing him himself to him through this whole baby situation. And I'd really just like the Lord to work in this family, that he can share this excitement with them.
Amen.
I don't expect him to have a relationship like we have with him. And I'm not asking for the moon. I like for him to be appreciative that they got a great
some healing.
Start. You know, I don't want it to be, it don't have to be perfect. I just like for him to be able to share the experience, because he wants to be able to share it. I know. He tries to fight it off, because in his way is, if they don't want nothing to do with me, I'll hold my hands up and just hold it back. And I understand that, because I've been there. And Aaron's ready to run to them whenever they're ready to open their up their arms. You know? She's always told me, if they ever open the door, she'll be first way out the door and start the car. And I just like for the Lord to work out so that he can share his babies with.
Amen. Any other needs in the house?
Remember Brian, he's going through a little bit this week. He's something good and something bad. I mean, you know, God needs to keep his hand on him and have it all turned out right.
Amen. Amen. I believe there's some new starts for Brian. I believe some new direction for him. Amen. I believe that. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray for our assembly here and for our church. Let's really be open to what the Lord is about to do here. I believe there's some great things in stores for a Word of Deliverance, and I believe he's speaking some direction to us, and I believe there's some exciting days ahead. So let's just be in prayer for our assembly here and our fellowship, that God will begin to bring increase and speak direction and use us in our community, and just show himself in a miraculous way here in Word of Deliverance. Amen? You want to see that happen? Let's just believe God to see that happen. Amen? Reach across and grab a hold of somebody's hand tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Let's just take a few minutes just to pray in the Holy Ghost, and then we're just going to enter into prayer for these requests. Kuranda mokusi katalala mohandai. Rima mama handai shi katalala mohandai. Kuranda mokusi katalala mohandai. Rima mama handai shi katalala mohandai. Kuranda mokusi katalala mohandai. Rima mama handai shi katalala mohandai. Koranda mokosi katalala mohandai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Koranda mokosi katalala mohandai. Re mama mahandai shi katalala mohandai. Koranda mokosi katalala mohandai. Re mama mahandai shi katalala mohandai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Koranda mokosi katalala mohandai. Rima mama handai shika talala mohandai. We just release the groanings of the Holy Spirit in this house tonight in Jesus' name. Kuranda mokusika talala mohandai. Rima mama handai shika talala mohandai. Kuranda mokusika talala mohandai. Rima mama handai shika talala mohandai. Kuranda mokusika talala mohandai. Rima mama handai shikatalala mohandai. Kuranda mukusika talala mohandai. Rima mama handai shikatalala mohandai. Kuranda mukusika talala mohandai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we exalt your name above every name. Lord, we exalt your name above every request and every petition tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, you are mighty in our midst. You said it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And right now, Lord, we release the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, not our own strength, not our own power, and not our own might, but Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, I just ask you right now to do the miraculous. I ask you to do a miraculous in our midst, Lord, in situations, in broken homes, Father, in sickness and in disease, in cholesterol levels, Lord, in sugar levels and diabetes and heart disease and all those things, Father, that's been mentioned right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord, we just exalt your name and we release the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you might work and move, Lord, in areas of salvation. For those here tonight, Lord, in this assembly, Lord, that have loved ones that are not in the house, Lord, those who are unsaved, Lord, those who that your Holy Spirit has been dealing with, Lord, we release right now in Jesus' name the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that's able to convict and to draw and to move and, Father, to chasten. Lord, we just ask you right now in Jesus' name for unsaved loved ones. Lord, we send and for those who are on our mind right now in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask you, Lord, even in the months ahead that we're going to see incredible and mighty things happen in our midst, Father, Lord, I ask you that you use us as vessels and instruments, Lord, in situations, Lord, where we can speak peace and not defeat, Lord, where we can speak life and not death, Lord, where we can speak liberty and bondage, where we can speak healing and not sickness. Father, in Jesus' name, that the power of the Holy Ghost inside of us, Lord, might rise up, Lord, and begin to speak. Father, crisis is to you is a simple thing. Father, I just ask you in every area and situation in our life, Lord, where things might seem like they've taken a turn for the worse. Lord, I just declare right now in Jesus' name, your power, your word, your direction, your healing, and your strength right now, Father, in Jesus' name. I declare your word and I speak direction and provision, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Chris, I felt that when you made that petition for Brian. I really feel like this is a new day for him. I really feel like the Lord is going to use some things and some decisions that he's made to make some turnarounds and some changes in his life. And I'm just going to be in agreement with you that there's some miraculous things going to happen in your family. Hallelujah. In the next little bit. Father, we declare it in Jesus' name for all of her children, Father, and the petitions before you, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we stand in agreement for her, Lord, to see the miraculous and to see change, Father, and see things change for their benefit in Jesus' name. And we declare it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Chris McBee, what has seemed to be a crisis in your life and which has seemed to be a means to an end, you're going to see God in the days ahead do some miraculous things in your household. You're going to see him send you in some new directions which you had not purposed or which you did not see coming. But I declare the word of the Lord to change directions, to change strongholds in that house, and to change purpose, and to use those things that seem like they would have been crisis in your life to begin to bring things around and to open some new doors for you. And I declare some new doors, those things that seem like they have been closed to you and seem like they have been shut. I declare direction and provision in your house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just believe you for provision in that house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Beth, it's not been by chance that the hand of the Lord has come in the way that it has in your house. I absolutely believe the hand of the Lord has divinely stepped into that household to make some connections, some binding together, and to make himself real in your household. And I believe like the Lord is going to change some things in the days ahead of you. But there, you know in your heart there's been a drawing and a pulling, a newness in you like you've not experienced for a little while, and a stirring in your spirit that you know God is divinely doing some things in your house. And even in your husband, God is doing some stirring and some drawing and some wooing and pulling.
And I believe God's going to show himself in a mighty way to you and in your household in the days ahead, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I declare a new day in that household in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Caleb, there's a mighty anointing of the Lord on you. I want you to know at camp, I connected with you and I saw a new Caleb. I saw a mature and a grown-up Caleb, and I saw an anointing and a mantle of God upon you. Hallelujah. And God is going to anoint you. You have a tender and sensitive heart towards the Lord, and God's going to do some exciting days in the days ahead of you. Maybe you have some clue where you're going or what he's going to do, but he's going to begin to make himself real to you in a way that's going to excite you and spark some inspiration to you to cause you to know that God is divinely ordering your steps. And I want you to know that I honor you tonight as a man of God, and I honor the Christ that I see in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for direction in this house, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes, he does. Amen. Hallelujah. For Andrew, Tommy, for Jeffrey, any other names? Hallelujah. You guys want to see God to do a change in their life and change in their direction? Lisa. Hallelujah. David. Stephen. Tori. Jasmine. Jaslyn. Blaine. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Alan, Tanya, and Ashley, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Eugene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any other names? Father? Roger. Amen. Roger and Robbie. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else? Amen. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Amen. John. Amen. Heather. Amen. Hallelujah, the Shaw boys. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, we lift up every name that's been mentioned. Lord, those mentioned and those that have not been mentioned. For every household in here, Lord, your promises are to our children and to our children's children. It's to our generations. It's to our families. Father, you said that you are a generational God. And Lord, we declare that seed, Father, to go forth, to prosper, to move, and to grow. And Father, we just are excited and looking forward to seeing the miraculous hand of God to move in such a way to bring those into the house, hallelujah, to bring those who are not far off in their heart, it's not as far off as they think they are, to begin to draw them, woo them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, Father. In Jesus' name, wherever they might be tonight, right now, by the Holy Spirit, we stir up the power of the Holy Spirit to begin to speak and to touch and to move, even in areas of their sleep, Lord, wherever it might be, driving down the road, on their job, in conversation, Father, in Jesus' name, that you begin to touch and to move and to stir and to draw them by your Holy Spirit right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just give the Lord a praise and thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing those requests and those petitions in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate seeing you all out tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. God's doing a stirring and a moving. Amen. I'm excited. How many of you are excited? Hallelujah. Let's just begin to look for what God's going to do in the days ahead. Amen. In the areas of the miraculous. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you, Sister Terry, for sharing with us. Thank you, Sister Jenny, for sharing this morning. And God bless you all. Amen.